Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, October 17th. Today happens to be the birthday of Logan Rickard, and I hope Logan has a happy birthday today. Logan, if you're listening, happy birthday. Hope you have a good one, and we're going to remember him in prayer today. Ask God to bless in a special way, and appreciate you tuning in today to the radio broadcast. I appreciate the goodness of God, the blessings of God over the weekend. I had a good weekend here and a good day yesterday here in the house of God. We met yesterday morning here at the Island Ford Baptist Church and had a good service, good liberty and fellowship together, and it was a blessing. We had one of Brother Cater's granddaughters dropped in on us, was in visiting, and she came to church. We was glad to see her, Megan, there with us. And then also Sarah Woodard back with us on the Lord's Day. What a blessing that was to see her again and doing well. And so we appreciate that. And I want to remember these ladies in our prayer that God might bless and help them in whatever needs that they might have, and God might just have His way in their life. And then last night, we moved our evening service up to the hospital room of Brother Cater there at the hospital in Owensboro. And the nurses had fixed it out, and of course the family intervened there to help. They had set it up that we could meet in the chapel area there. Was not expecting that. I was anticipating. They had said it's a possibility. I just didn't foresee it as a likelihood. And of course the nurses had said plan to meet in the room if they couldn't get the chapel ready. But what a blessing. We sure would have been crammed and packed in Brother Cater's room. We met in the chapel, filled it. Had 56 people show up to honor Brother Cater last night. What a blessing. Amen. I had as much liberty there as I do right here in the church service. Really did. And we're grateful for that. And most of those are members here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Then, of course, I mentioned Brother Cater's granddaughter that was there. He has a son and daughter-in-law and two grandchildren that are members here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. They come here regularly. Of course, Brother Cater's wife and Brother Cater do as well. They were there. But they had the granddaughter that's not a member here. Had a daughter, Colleen, that was there. Then his brother, Donald, was there, and his wife, and then a friend of his, Dan, and then a cousin. I didn't catch his name, and probably the cousin's daughter was there as well. So we had a number of people that came to visit and was there to visit Brother Cater, but they came specially for the service. They knew about the service and came, and what a blessing. What a blessing it was, and we had a good time there at the hospital, and we thank God for it and give Him glory and honor. Now, having said all that, that just leads us right into prayer time, and want you to pray for Brother Cater. Keep him, hold him in your prayers, that the Lord might strengthen him. He seemed very well last night. I mean, I know he was tired and, probably needing some pain medication because they kept him off of it so he could stay awake for the services, but he did well, and we sure are grateful for that. But he needs our prayers that the Lord might intervene and help him to his needs. Then Brother and Sister Hall, we're keeping them in our prayers. Sister Hall's got a cousin, I believe, that's in the hospital in Knoxville, very bad shape. Want to pray for her. Then we heard about a little child, was 2 years old, got ran over, and now turned 3, I think, maybe Saturday, and he got ran over twice. Very bad looking situation, but the child survived and is doing well after surgery. And oh, what a blessing. I mean, just a miracle of God that that child survived and is doing well. And then as we were leaving the hospital last night, a couple of young ladies saw me in the parking lot walking out through there. I was going to get the car to pick up my wife and Brother and Sister Hall. They rode with us. And these young ladies started hollering at me and saying, "Sir, sir, are you a preacher?" And when I realized that it was me they talked to, I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And they asked me if I would go upstairs and pray with them, pray with their son, one of the girls' son. And so I did, got my wife, and we went together up there and prayed for a little boy by the name of Malachi. Malachi is having seizures, and he's 17 months old. And we want to pray for him on the broadcast as well today, and for the mother and her friend. There's two ladies, two friends there. They're just children, except teenagers, all of them, even the mother. And they need our prayers. And so we want to hold them up in prayer as well, that the Lord might touch and help in those circumstances and meet those needs. And then I've got a preacher friend that his daughter has run away, and I want to pray for her and pray that God deal with her and bring her home. I'm not going to tell you where they're at and, of course, who they are, but the Lord knows. They're not here, not in this state, but another place, and we're praying that God would intervene and help this young lady to get her head on straight and to come to herself, recognize how good she had it in the Father's house and how much she needs to get back before she destroys her life, literally, and kills her mom and dad by the decision she's making. So please help me pray for this young lady that's heavy on my heart. Then I've got loved ones that's lost, and I want to see them saved, and want you to help us pray concerning those things as well. Then, of course, pray for the broadcast today. Pray for our services coming up. Of course, we've got regular Wednesday night service coming up on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we've got a ladies' meeting, and I'll be speaking with the young men and teaching the young men's class. And then we've got marathon coming up on the 27th. Through the 29th, Brother Joel Gray be preaching for us on the 28th and also on the 30th. So remember those things and pray with us about those. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy in my life. Father, I want to thank you for the good weekend we had, for the good service out there with Brother Cater, for the good turnout, for the health that you gave him to be able to be there and enjoy the service. Lord, it was such a blessing to be there. And Lord, thank you for letting us be able to pray with that little boy and with the mother and the needs there. Lord, I pray for little Malachi. Would you touch him? Lord, would you touch Brother Cater and meet his needs? Touch and strengthen Brother and Sister Hall. Continue to help them and meet their needs. Father, I pray that you would bless this preacher that I talked about and his daughter that ran away. Deal with her, dear God. Bring her back and help him to stand strong and to do that which is right and to bring you the glory and the honor that you deserve and that you desire. Father, I pray you'll help our upcoming services. Bless in the ladies' meeting tomorrow and bless in the young men's meeting as I try to speak to them tomorrow. Father, I pray bless in our Wednesday night service. Have you way in those things. And then our upcoming marathon, would you intervene? Help us raise the money we need to make it through the end of the year and into next year. Would you bless in that and have your way? Bless and use the broadcast, Lord, we pray. And we do ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to be looking in the Scriptures now, Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1 for a primary reading. Then secondly, we're going to be looking in Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 31. That's Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 31, as well as Luke 11, 1. And we'll give you time to find that. We'll have a couple of songs here. I'm going to play a song by my family entitled The Shepherd's Voice. And I don't have to know what's ahead. I just need to hear the shepherd's voice and know that I'm to go. And then the second song, my mother-in-law singing a song entitled Bubbling. And I trust this will be a blessing to your heart and bring glory and honor unto the Lord. Now, we'll be right back after these songs with a message from the Word of God.
When first I came to Jesus, for heaven made a start. My cup is running over. There's music in my heart. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul. There's singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. I knew some folks who had it. I saw their faces shine, but little did I ever know that bubbling could be mine. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul. There's singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. My heart became so hungry, my soul began to cry. Oh God, I want this blessing, or else I'll surely die. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul, they're singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. When I sold out to Jesus and let go of everything, then a landslide came from heaven with a bubbling. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling in my soul. There's singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. There's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night.
Our Bible reading for today, Luke chapter number 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Looking at what we're calling prayer secrets, our Lord's instructions on how to pray. Not just how, but some instructions about prayer. And we're looking at secret number 22 today. And this is found in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 31. Very familiar verse, no doubt. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. The Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord," that's talking about praying, I believe, "they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I've underlined the phrase, "they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." I'm preaching today on what I call the byproduct of prayer. Waiting on the Lord is prayer. What's the byproduct? Our strength is renewed. Amen. Now, byproduct. Here is a definition of the word byproduct. It is a term used for commodities produced incidentally in the course of some manufacturing process, the principal aim of which is another and generally quite different product. End of definition. In other words, the word byproduct is, it's something that is produced, not necessarily the aim. For example, I learned when I was in school that when they mine silver, that copper, as they refine the silver, that copper is actually drawn from off the dross of the silver, and therefore more copper is gotten through silver mining than through what you might think would be copper mining. Amen. That's a byproduct. We get our copper trying to get silver. All right. Well, now, having said that, one of the interesting things about industry is that it includes some other most useful things than what they intended to get. For example, I'm told that iodine is a byproduct from nitrate workings. Copper, again, found as a byproduct of purifying process of silver. These things are very valuable. These things are very useful to us. But they are blessings which come our way as a byproduct of working with something else. Now, what I want to do is use this thought, along with the verse that I've chosen for our text, and suggest that there is a great quality of spiritual renewal that is a blessed byproduct that comes from the time we spend in prayer. Amen. I realize that the real purpose of prayer is securing the object that we've asked for. The real purpose of prayer is to get those blessings that we are holding our hands out to receive. Right. However, I believe that prayer also produces incidental blessings. It produces other blessings that come along that give us spiritual strength, that strengthens our spiritual man as we pray. For example, here's an illustration. If a man goes out and digs a ditch, he has the blessing of getting the ditch dug, but he has also exercised muscles in his arms and in his legs and in his midsection. He is strengthening his body as he's working that. He may feel like he's broke his back and his pains everywhere and blisters. But I'm telling you, there's added benefits. There's blessings besides just getting the ditch dug. You see that? All right, so praying, we are exercising spiritual muscle, if I could say it that way, when we pray. There are blessings. Amen. And so I'm so glad for that. And when somebody, here's another illustration. Somebody might be called to go work and their job puts them out in the mountain air, out in the outside, breathing the good fresh air. They're out in the countryside as a byproduct of doing the job they're told to do. Their health is improved, amen, by being in that atmosphere. Well, when we go in that closet and we call on the Lord in prayer, praise God, we're in a good atmosphere. Amen. And I believe we get the benefit of being in that heavenly atmosphere. Amen. Now, here's another thought I want to deal with. I'm headed down to get to my points, but just by way of introduction. Our spiritual well-being requires some similar things that our physical well-being requires. In other words, if we're going to be physically fit, we need good food, good air, and good exercise. Amen. The food for the soul is the Bible. The exercise for the soul is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And the good air that we breathe in for the soul, I believe, is prayer. Amen. Now, following this example a step further, we can see that prayer time is time spent up on the mountaintop, breathing that fresh spiritual air. Amen. Besides any other work that might be done through that activity of prayer, we are refreshing ourselves. We are strengthening our own soul by this glorious, invigorating air that we're breathing through from the throne of God. Amen. I believe that's why we read about great prayer warriors are most of the time they're examples of strong spiritual character that comes as a byproduct of their labor in prayer. Amen. Now, talking about renewal, the renewal that we get as a byproduct of prayer. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. So I want to talk about that new strength that's mentioned here. And I want you to notice this new strength is for everybody. Amen. The promise is for all. You notice that? They. Who's they? That includes every person that fits that category. Whatever sort, whatever condition. Old or young. Weak or strong. Clever or not so clever. Whether you're notable or insignificant. Whether you're rich or poor. Whether you're a preacher or a lay person. Whether you're male or female, all are included in this. If you are a prayer warrior and you wait on the Lord, there is the benefit of the fact that your strength is renewed. There is new strength for everybody. The only limitation placed on this spiritual renewal is that they must wait on the Lord. Amen. Whosoever comes into this category, whatever their character, whatever their color, whatever the caliber they may be, that promise of new strength is theirs. So the promise is for all. Can I say the need of this renewal is among all of us as well? Amen. As sure as we can all have that spiritual renewal, we must all admit that we need. Amen. We need that spiritual renewal. Amen. Well, you know, whenever we work, we get tired. Isn't that right? Whenever we labor, we get weary. Amen. We sometimes fall aside, and others just seem to go on and on and on. Amen. Sometimes it's because that they're younger. You know, sometimes an older person might get weary a little bit quicker. I found out that I can't hold out like the young men, and like I once did in days gone by. But the youth and the young man, in this case, stand just as much need of that spiritual renewal as the old man does. Amen. We're looking in Isaiah 40. We looked at verse 31. Look back a verse at verse number 30. The Bible says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. So I say that even young people, amen, even the youths need this promise. This promise is made that whoever prays, I mean really prays, that's waiting on the Lord, have the benefit of prayer's byproduct. Secondly, there's not only new strength for everybody, but there's new strength for everything. Amen. Look at this. Three speed that's mentioned right here. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Three different points, and it's different speeds. Three speeds mentioned there. Amen. And so we see then that what everything we need is found right there. It's this three speed, if we use it like a bicycle, three speed is effective on any grade, any terrain, wherever you're going. Amen. And so I'm glad I've got three points here that I want to deal with real quickly as we close out our program for today. There's the outstanding things. He talks about mounting up with wings as eagles. Sometimes sometimes there's things we need to soar above. Hallelujah. And we can find that strength. And I'll come back and deal with that a little bit more tomorrow. Then there's not only the outstanding thing, there's the onerous thing. There's those things that involve running. I mean, it's hard work. It's a continuous thing. It's a heavy toe. But thank God that outstanding thing can be surmounted and that onerous thing can be surmounted. But number three, there's the ordinary thing. That's just walking. No thrill about it. It's just a humdrum of life, the common everyday task that we face. Thank God we can have new strength to encounter these tasks by the good grace of God when we wait on the Lord. Well, I've run out of time. Appreciate you listening today. We'll deal with this again tomorrow. And until then, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.